Business banking shouldn't feel like another transaction. UMass 5's Commercial Services Division is comprised of business owners, so when it's time to make crucial decisions, we're ready with advice drawn from hands-on experience. Contact Jeff Simpson, CFA, at 413-256-5560 or visit umass5.coop/business.
Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, presented by Business West and Living Local, and brought to you by UMass 5's Commercial Services Division. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And here's your host of this edition of Business Talk. He's the editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here's George O'Brien.
Oh, thank you and welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. We've got a very intriguing show for you today. We have Chris Tebow. He is the owner slash president of Chris Tebow Films. Chris is a storyteller, but lately his story has been getting perhaps more play than some of the stories it's been telling. Chris, as you may or may not know, is a cancer survivor, a cancer victim, if you will. He's gone very public with his story over the last few years. It's been a very intriguing development that has drawn a lot of attention, bringing cancer into the spotlight. Chris, let's start by asking, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, I have some good weeks and bad weeks. It's tough. Anyone dealing with cancer knows that. You have some good times and some bad times. But right now, we're doing pretty good.
For those of you who don't, for our listeners who don't know the story, can you kind of walk us back and kind of then move forward, kind of tell us the progression of your cancer, and we're going to quickly segue into how and why you decided to make this story public and the benefits that have come from that.
Yeah, and so way back in 2014, I noticed a little lump in my chest, and it turned out to be, you know, after living with it for 6 months or so, finally went to the doctor and turned out to be cancer. So they got that out. We did surgery and chemotherapy, radiation, the whole thing. So I got through that, and then it seemed to go away for 4 years. In 2018, at the end of 2018, it came back. So I couldn't breathe a lot. I couldn't breathe good. My lungs were having trouble. And sure enough, it was cancer came back. So it spread to my lungs, a bunch of other places in my body. So I've been dealing with that for the past 2 years.
Well, let's quickly just talk a little bit about your cancer. Last year, you put a blog post. I believe you called it Living or Dying with Cancer.
Yeah.
It got a lot of attention. Can you talk about that particular blog post, what prompted you to write it, and the response that you got? I know we wrote about it. There was a lot said and written. It got a great response from what I understand.
So my brother actually passed away last year from cancer as well, from melanoma. And it was right around that time when he was in the hospital, I started writing this blog post just to tell people about my story. I didn't reveal it to anyone yet, as far as the public goes. And I wrote this blog post. Business West shared it. A lot of people shared it. It's Living or Dying with Stage 4 Cancer. How to you know, live with that. And you know, it was tough. It was actually tough writing it. I actually wrote that first one in a hospital before I got treatment in Boston. And I said what was on my mind and, you know, was truthful, and people reacted to it. And I set up a way for people to give me donations, and they did. We wanted to do some holistic treatments as well. That's not covered by insurance. It's very costly. And we were able to do that, and it was very successful. And I appreciate the community so much. Everybody helped out. And it was really a great thing that happened.
Talk about some of the response that you got.
Well, like I said, you Business West wrote an article showcasing my article, talking about it, and that was huge. We got tons of support from individuals and small businesses, and Mercedes-Benz of Springfield. They threw a there was a car wash that they put on that helped tremendously. And plus I had a few, I had really, well, there was a few, but there was one in particular, company that I dealt with, Educational Play Care out of Connecticut. They were one of my first customers actually. And they donated, a good amount of money, right off the bat. And it's helped my family a lot, you know, 'cause I have my business. And you know, when you have cancer, it's people don't really want to bother you. So they're calling me up. I have my clients call me up or write me an email and say, "Hey, you know, I don't know if you're still taking on work or you know, am I bothering you? I hate to bother you, but can you do this job?" And I'm like, "You're not bothering me. We need work." As much as I had the donations coming in, I still needed my business income to come in. That's been kind of a tricky process as well.
Well, let's talk about your business for a minute, and you can talk about carrying on with cancer. Your work has been all over Western Mass. You've done commercials, videos. I know you've done a lot of work for Bright Nights. So talk about Chris Tebow Films a little bit.
So we're a commercial production company. We do a lot of TV commercials, local spots, and promo videos. So anything that's online, you know, for social media or website or, you know, all kinds of things. But yes, Spirit of Springfield, we've done a lot of work for them. And I credit Judy and her and the team over there and Amy with kind of launching me in this area when we did our first video for them. She would talk me up and it was really great. But yeah, that's basically it.
Who else have you done work for in this region?
Mass Mutual, Health New England. I mean, Fastmaster, OMG, like Window World, and a lot of home contractors actually.
Now, has this kind of work been impacted by COVID-19 in any way? And I know a lot of people are still out marketing. A lot of people are changing their messages these days to make them, how shall I say, COVID sensitive, sending messages that are COVID related. Are you seeing a lot of that kind of work?
Yeah. We did a few COVID messages and, you know, for companies, marketing messages. But yeah, for us, I mean, it's been tough. Back in March, you know, when things started closing down, we noticed a big drop in work. Probably it went down to about 25-30% of what we normally would do. So we had to do what a lot of other companies do and, you know, tighten up and, you know, watch our expenses and lay off temporarily lay off employees. We did that. We moved our offices to a little bit of a smaller space to kind of, you know, keep up with this new world. It's been tough. So if you're there's grants and loans out there, but they are grants and loans with interest rates and everything. So we want to be careful. But yeah, we had to make some moves to stay alive. I can always make do with what comes in. I'm lucky enough now, but it's word of mouth, and you know I get enough work to support me and my family. But when you're talking about, you know, a handful of employees, office, you know, rent, heat, electric, it all, it starts adding up. So you got to make, I have to make money for other people too. And that was, that was a little tough the past couple of months.
So you're a storyteller, like I said at the top, but your story has, like I said, become a story itself. What's it like to be on the other side of that equation and telling your story instead of trying to tell someone else's?
My wife is better.
Talk about Missy in a minute because she's a big part of this story.
She's better than me. I mean, I'm not really comfortable talking about myself as much, but you know, it does actually help other people. And that's what I got to keep on telling myself. This helps other people. When I talk about it, somebody else going through something similar, they might relate to that. But But yeah, the response has been great. Me talking about it has been a little bit tough. We've had a rough year with this COVID, and then my father passed last month. It's been kind of a tough year all around. So I slowed down a bit on the podcast and the blogging a little bit, just to get my head in the right spot, the right space. Also I had to deal with this business, and not counting my family, I have three young kids. So it's been a wild ride the past couple months.
Okay. This is Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local, presented today by UMass 5's Commercial Services Division. We're talking with Chris Tebow. He's the president of Chris Tebow Films. We've been talking to him about business, his cancer fight, and him becoming a story as opposed to him telling other stories. You mentioned your wife, Missy. No one really battles cancer alone. It's usually a family fight, a team fight. Talk about how you two have kind of done this as a team, of splitting the responsibilities, if you will, and battling cancer together.
Yeah, well, Missy works with me as well. She's a producer and editor for the company, and she's going to be coming back on. Like I said, we're just about ready to go back full steam. But she's also very good at diving into complex subjects. Even with video, we have to do that a lot of times. We have to dive into subjects that we have no idea about and create something that's a little bit easy for people to understand. And she does that with cancer more than me. So when it comes down to, the drug names alone are crazy. And then you have insurance and all this, and then you have holistic methods and, medical ways. So she's I wouldn't be able to do this without her. She's been really amazing, and kind of driving me in the right direction, to be honest with you. Without her, I don't know if I would do all what I'm doing by myself. Yeah.
Talk a little bit more about this. Like I said, you go at this as a team. I know she was doing a lot of the research and helping you look into drug options and things of that nature. You did a lot of travel to Canada and other places to find this. Talk a little bit more about this team approach to battling cancer.
Well, I think for me, it was vital. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't be able to do it without her. She is definitely more of the research. She's on the research side of it for sure. She dives in and completely wants to understand what this drug is doing, what this pill is doing, what this vitamin is doing, what this supplement is actually doing. And, for me, my whole thing was, all right, doctor says take a pill, you take a pill, Not exactly. I mean, I would dive in a little bit for sure, but not go straight to the textbook, understand the whole thing. Missy's like that. So that, and we've been to Canada. I've done some crazy things out in Canada, where we heated my body up to about 105 degrees, 106 degrees. Got a big fever. But anyways, we researched all that, and she determined that it was a worthwhile thing to try. And we did it as a team. And, you can't come out of something like that by yourself. I need somebody there with me, and Missy's the perfect one.
So what is the prognosis moving forward? You said you're trying new drugs, new treatments?
We're on a holistic or holistic treatments throughout the medical treatments. We don't want to quit medical right off the bat. We don't want to quit the holistic. We want to do them both at the same time and have them help each other. What happens with the drugs, though, is your body gets used to it. And then, eventually after 6 months or so, you have to change treatments because the cancer is just too good at what it does. So we're on the fifth treatment right now, along with all this other stuff I'm doing. So like I said, George, right now I feel good. I feel good. I get a little out of breath if I'm running around or, doing something, going up and down stairs a lot, but I feel good. But there was, there's weeks where I don't feel good. I don't feel myself. My ambition is not there. And that's when I know, when I'm like feeling like that, that's when I know, all right, we have to change something up. So it's a process. It really is. It's not fun. It's not fun, but it's right now it seems to be going in the right direction. Put it that way.
Okay. This is Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and presented today by UMass 5's Commercial Services Division. We're talking with Chris Tebow. He's the president and owner of Chris Tebow Films. We've been talking about business, your cancer fight. Talk a little bit more about making films and telling stories. It's kind of a partnership between the filmmaker and the client, if you will. Talk about how the minds come together and produce something.
It changes with each client, but normally when if you're talking about storytelling, we figure out what the client wants to get across in their messaging. And a lot of times we try to get their story, their main story of a company, out to the public in a way that they can, you know, understand it easily. And a lot of times that's with an interview. We do an interview with owners or interview with, you know, employees, and they explain their process, and we really sit down with them and we understand. And then we have, you know, I don't know, 3 hours of footage of them talking about their business, and we take that material and develop into a story. And it takes a while to do something like that. This is on the documentary side of things, not necessarily, you know, little TV commercials. But yeah, I mean, that's the storytelling aspect of it is what we love to do, and I think what we're best at diving into a particular subject, researching it, and then making it into a short form video. And that's really our love.
How do you know when you get it right? How many times does it take to get it right? You've got something that you're happy with. You're obviously a perfectionist. You've got high standards for these things. And like I said, how do you know when you've really got what you wanted?
Well, really from the clients. The clients will tell us right off the bat, you know, this is better than we expected. This is great. I never thought we could do something like this. So you get that feedback. That's when I know. But initially, when we get something out, a lot of times we put it out from what we think would be beneficial or we think is good. And the client might want to, they have a different message that just didn't come out in the pre-production process. And we have to manipulate that again. We have to change it a little bit to get those right results. But yeah, the client, I mean, the client knows the clients that hire us know the difference between a good story, a good video, as opposed to, like, you know, just we just throw it together and just take your money. That's just not what we do. So they know. And when we do it well, we definitely hear from them. It's a good feeling.
So it takes a lot of energy to do something like that. And like you said, you have highs and lows and good days and bad days. So yeah. It doesn't sound like a job that lends itself to battling cancer at the same time. What's it like?
Well, it's, see, I can go out there and take a camera out there, put it on my shoulder and go run around. Or I used to go run around and, you know, go get footage, not necessarily hire a lot of crew and get things done for what I think is relatively inexpensive. But now it's changing a bit because with what I have, I can't be doing the physical things that I used to be doing as much. So I have to hire out, which probably is a better thing anyways, because, you know, delegating George is key. And, you know, giving work to other people who probably might even do it, you know, in a different way and in a slightly better way than you, certain things, is not necessarily a bad thing. But cancer has definitely stopped the, not stopped, but slowed down the physical side of what I do. You know, shooting can be physical. Running around with a camera, you know, 20 pounds on your shoulder and you know, having glide cams and stuff like that. It's tiring. I can't do that as much anymore. So that's the difference with this, what cancer has done for my business. As far as like writing and things like that, it doesn't really affect that as much. I still can do that work. So it's really about if I go out and shoot, you know, in the future, not right yet, but in the future, you know, I might not be the one holding the camera as much anymore.
A lot of people said they found your story inspirational, battling cancer, battling everything that life has thrown at you, not complaining, moving on. What does that mean to you to be an inspiration to someone? And can you consider yourself one?
Yeah, I mean, when I wrote the blog and when I started this, I didn't think that, to be honest with you. I didn't think that was going to be the outcome. But it turned out that, you know, a lot of people, they reached out and said, I helped them, or helped their family, or helped their brother, or whatever. And that's been really, that hit me hard. I said this before, but we had many, many emotional nights, me and Missy. It's been a tremendous thing doing that. And the only reason I stopped is, you know, George, I had a lot going on this past year, you know, and we had the complication with my father and everything. It's the beginning of this year was a little tough, and we slowed down on that side of it. Obviously, I still want to inspire, and I still want to do these things, but I just needed to take a little bit of time, get off social media a little bit, just take a step back and regroup.
Okay. Well, you go regroup. We want you to go on being an inspiration to people and continue the fine work, both with battling cancer and with your films and your commercials. So
thank you
for coming on today. Again, very inspirational talk. We hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember to join us next time for another episode of Business Talk, sponsored by UMass 5's Commercial Services Division.